We're going to talk, as we normally do, about economics and politics today, but first, let's talk a little bit about astronomy. See, back in the mid-1840s, astronomers noticed a strange wobble in the path of the planet Uranus as it was revolving around the sun. Some of them theorized that that wobble could only be caused by another large gravitational field pulling on Uranus, another planet, one that we didn't know about at the time. So those scientists did a bunch of complex math. They applied Isaac Newton's theories of gravity, and they pointed their telescopes at the spot in the sky where the missing planet was supposed to be, and boom, that's how humans confirmed the existence of Neptune. For political economists, 2024 is now the mid-1840s, and President Joe Biden's approval ratings and voters' opinions about the state of the economy might as well be the orbit of Uranus around the sun. Those things aren't behaving the way they're supposed to. There's an unexpected wobble. And because of how the gravitational pull of that mystery planet could affect the 2024 presidential election, it's likely to be one of the biggest stories of the year. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Unemployment is low and inflation is falling, but consumer sentiment remains depressed. And that series of events has confounded economists, who historically rely on those two variables to gauge how consumers feel about the economy. That's the opening line of a new paper co-authored by Harvard economist Larry Summers, along with three other economists. Summers sets out to solve that conundrum. And I think it's a fascinating one for us to consider. By the traditional view, Americans should be pretty thrilled about the state of the economy right now. Inflation, yes, remains higher than normal, but it has come down considerably since peaking in the summer of 2022. Wages have now consistently outpaced inflation every month since last May, nearly a full year ago, and the so-called soft landing from inflation seems to have been achieved without tipping the economy into recession. Low unemployment means that workers have considerable leverage to seek raises and better jobs, and they can take refuge in the knowledge that finding another job will be relatively easy if they do get laid off. And yet, most Americans remain pretty sour about the state of the economy. According to a Gallup poll last month, 45% of Americans rate the country's economic conditions as poor, a far larger share than those who rate it as excellent, that's 5%, or good, that's 22%. As bleak as those figures are, that's actually a slight improvement over similar Gallup polls from late 2023. Unsurprisingly, since many people vote with their wallets, Biden's approval ratings and scores on questions about his handling of the economy, with the usual caveats that presidents don't actually control these things, well, those ratings all remain well underwater. So what's up? Where's the mystery planet that's tugging on Americans' view of what would appear to be a strong, growing economy? The four authors of that paper point their metaphorical telescopes at interest rates. Because the cost of borrowing money, they explain, is not currently included in traditional price indexes, indicating a disconnect between the measures favored by economists and the effective costs that are borne by consumers. Here's what that means. With inflation rates hitting 20-year highs in the wake of the pandemic, everything from mortgage payments to car payments to the interest costs on credit cards have shot upwards, and that is undeniably putting a drain on Americans' wallets. For Summers and the rest, this explains the significant portion of what some analysts have referred to as the vibe session, the vague but persistent sense that things just aren't going as well as they should be. As a practical matter, the economists suggest that interest rates should be taken into account when measuring things like consumer sentiment about the economy. The inclusion of borrowing costs, they write, into an alternative measure of CPI inflation significantly narrows the gap between predicted and actual consumer sentiment. More generally, I think this theory probably explains a lot. The sticker shock of higher prices at the grocery store might have kind of waned a bit, but higher interest rates impact Americans in lots of ways that aren't really that obvious. In 2018, the average monthly car payment on a new car was about $500. Last year, it was over $700. Some of that increase is due to inflation in the price of the vehicle, sure, but a sizable chunk of it is due to the fact that interest rates are a lot higher now than they were a few years ago, and an extra $200 a month is a lot. It might cause some Americans to put off a planned purchase of a new car in the hopes that rates will fall. I mean, heck, I've done that. Or it might feel like such a purchase is just completely unaffordable and out of the question. In short, the vibe session is not just a reflection of how inflation has sapped the buying power of the dollars in your wallet. It's that higher interest rates triggered by inflation have made it more expensive to obtain the necessary dollars to make big purchases, to buy the stuff that you can't afford to buy with the money in your wallet. Americans feel, correctly, that those big things are now farther out of reach. And they might feel more burdened by routine things too, like the costs of their credit card purchases. I think there's another factor at work here too. Interest rates have been remarkably low for a long time, until the past few years. Anyone younger than Gen X has never dealt with mortgage rates or loan rates approaching their current levels. Mortgage rates remain well below where they were when my parents were buying their first home in the early 1980s. The interest rate on that purchase was something like 18%, but that is utterly meaningless to people like me or anyone younger than me who have seen mortgage rates nearly triple since 2020. Chalk all of that up to another reason why inflation is such a dangerous beast to turn loose and why those encouraging Biden to run the economy hot were playing with fire. Long after price hikes have slowed, the costs of the recent inflationary run are still being felt. The vibes created by higher interest rates, it turns out, are a bit like gravity. They're easily felt, but more difficult to measure. It's an invisible force, one that's best observed by recognizing the consequences it exerts on other things like nearby planets and presidential approval ratings. And if used correctly, you might point your gaze towards a missing piece of the economic political picture. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out more of our coverage of everything going on in the economy and in politics in the country at Reason.com. Also, our coverage of the State of the Union address, which is going to be happening a few hours after I record this. So we'll cover that next week when you can catch me right back here on another edition of American Radio Journal.